Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Mintangu Sports Foundation is a not-for-profit organization that was created to provide activities and opportunities for the youth, regardless of race, religion, or economic status in our communities. And joining me on the line now is the technical director coach of the foundation, William Masolo. William, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and very much pleased to be on the show.
Is it correct that you are based in Pretoria?
Yes, we are based in Pretoria, the Lukas van der Beek Sports Ground in Pretoria West.
And what is the objective of your foundation?
Our objective of the foundation is that in all our aspects of the mission, our mission is to enhance the lives of young people living in disadvantaged communities through sports activities that are rooted in skills development, education, and inspire hard work, a winning attitude, and an ethical principles. But mainly our most vision, our vision is to offer better training that is safe, balanced, secure, and enjoyable in all aspects, together with the environment in which everyone can reach and exceed individual team objectives. Striving for these goals, we will actively, Mintangu has three categories, namely under 13, under 15, under 17, with the current under 17 getting promoted to the under 19 next season. We also have a satellite team based in Soshanguve. We also have a netball team affiliated to the Tshwane Netball Association. I mean, 90% of our kids in our teams come from disadvantaged families, headed by single parents, mainly women, who survive on social grounds and cannot afford the costs associated with mainstream academies. This leaves us with huge financial burden as we have to meet them with halfway with transport. We make sure that the lines are filled, we pay the referees, and also make sure that the playing kit is always clean. And all these things we do using our own resources.
Which is why we have you on the radio, William. Let's find out how the listeners can help. It does take an exceptional amount of resources to realize what you've just listed there. So how can Cape Talk and 702 listeners help you and the organization?
Okay. Because of many things that we do trying to sustain the project, we find ourselves, like now, we are owing the municipality lease fees as we face exclusion. If we do not do anything about it soon, it's a problem. We also owe the Football Association affiliation fees. Parents are not contributing anything since we came back from the COVID break. Parents are also not supporting their kids. We humbly request listeners to assist us where they can and send out an invitation to sponsors and those who are willing to come on board with us pushing the project forward. Right now, at the moment, we owe the City of Tshwane 15,000 and the Football of Pretoria Association 10,000. We also welcome donations of soccer balls, bibs, and old clothes for the kids, as well as food parcels, as most of them, the kids, they starve after the games.
And also, is there... Okay. Sorry, William, go ahead.
Yeah, and also, we also struggle also with the transport issues. The satellite teams that we have there in Soshanguve, it's a problem. If there's someone there out there or a good Samaritan who can sponsor us with a 22-seater Kumbi, it will be also welcomed. And also the food parcels, it will also work.
And is there a website address that you can direct listeners to where they can find out a bit more about the work that you do and, more importantly, how they can then make those contributions?
We've got a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 072-621-5882. Right. And our email address is mintangufootball@gmail.com. And also my cell phone number is 067-183-8529.
All right, William, what we'll do is that we'll share all those details on our social media platforms. And hopefully there'll be a Samaritan then who'll be able to help you and your organization.